Hey, everybody, it's Pastor Jonathan Shelley from Steadfast Baptist Church, and we're here at the Supreme Court of the United States, and it makes me think of a recent ruling where Roe v. Wade was overturned, and essentially states are able to enforce their own laws. And God willing, states in this country will go back to the Bible when it comes to these issues. It makes me think of Exodus 21. The Bible says in verse number 22, if men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him. And he shall pay as the judges determine. And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life. You know, what these people do in America, where they literally murder children and murder babies in the womb on a regular basis, is really the punishment should be life for life. Whereas I think a lot of states, they give a smaller criminal punishment, or in fact has been legal in many states and throughout this country. And we need to get back to biblical principles where murdering babies, murdering children is a capital offense, where you would give life for life. And we're here at the Capitol while there's a bunch of baby killers over here essentially trying to advocate and purport their message of Satanism, really, which is to sacrifice children. This is a common thing in the Bible, where those that are of Satan and of the devil would constantly murder and kill their children. And we as Bible-believing Christians need to get back to the fundamentals of the faith and believe God's law and not allow Satanism to permeate our culture. God bless and have a great day.